What does it mean to connect to your future at Lake Michigan College? They connect you to your future opportunities. They partner with local industries and employers, ensuring their programs align to the needs of the community's workforce. Lake Michigan College can help you get to the future you want. Visit lakemichigancollege.edu.
Welcome to Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports, 94.9 WSJM.
Got Something to Say is brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. We get you. My guest today is Ashley Deming, and she is the director of, let me get this right, education and administration over at the Maritime Museum that's in South Haven. And I think I got all that right, but Ashley, great to have you.
Thanks for having me.
Now, tell me a little bit more about the museum and the great things you guys do, because you and I haven't had a chance to chat. I know you talk with some of our other people here, but if someone's never been to the museum, what can they expect?
Yeah, well, we're really excited because just at the end of last summer, we opened our new Maritime Heritage Center. So we have this incredible building where we can do so much more with exhibits and programming and education. So that just opened last year. So for a lot of people, that's brand new. So Johnny, when you're ready, come on down. We'll give you a tour. So we have wonderful spaces. And our newest exhibit that's in the Maritime Heritage Center is Full Steam Ahead, the Golden Age of Great Lakes Passenger Steamships. So as you walk through that exhibit, you'll really feel like you're a passenger, fully immersed there. We have a lot of artifacts and information, and really, if you really got into the exhibit, you could probably go down the rabbit hole and stay there all day. But that's a really impressive thing to be able to come and see and understand how important these boats were when we really don't see them anymore on the Great Lakes. So a really important part of our past, not just in South Haven, but here in the Great Lakes as a whole. So we really recommend that you come in and do that. Of course, we still have our sailing season is still ongoing through the end of September. So we have our Tall Ship Friends Goodwill, our River Cruiser Lindy Lou, our Coast Guard boat, the Chris Craft, lots of opportunity to get out on the water in a very different way. And then of course, all of our other exhibits that we have that are more permanent exhibits here at the museum. So lots to see and do, not just one building, but multiple buildings, multiple exhibits that feature a variety of different things that celebrate Michigan's Great Lakes and waterways.
Yeah, I've been there once, and it was for a work meeting, and that was, of course, great, but a great space. But yeah, I didn't have a chance to explore enough, so I got to come back and check all
that
out.
You got to come back. You know, bring family, bring friends. There's always something for every maritime, nautical, water-loving person that's here at the Maritime Museum.
That's really great. We know that you guys have that love for that, and you've got some really cool stuff to check out. And the reason you're on the show today is to talk about something really cool that you have coming up, and it's called Rock the Boat. And first off, why are you doing this event?
Well, this event really started because, you know, we like the quirky things here. Yeah. We like to do fun things that bring a number of people together that aren't necessarily just here for the history, but do like to be surrounded in that as well. So sure. The Rock the Boat concert, we did our first one last year and it was a huge success. This is a fundraiser for the museum that can help us to be a better museum. We can put that back towards our amazing boats. You know, wood boats need a whole lot of work and love. So we put that back in the boats. We put it into our programs, into our education, into our exhibits, so that we can continue to grow and be a better resource and jewel of the community. That's what we're looking for. So Rock the Boat helps us do that in a fun and interesting way. So we have the 1985 band coming back, and they play all those retro hits that you know and love. Nice. And are jamming out to in your car all the time. Now you can just come to our campus and jam out on the water. You know, dance the night away. I don't think there was any end to the dancing that happened last year with everyone. So we encourage you to come out to the concert. We'll have Woodstock and Grill food truck will be there. We'll have Colonel Poppers. Kettle Corn is going to be there. We'll have Cash Bar there with beer and wine. We'll have our merch tent, so you can buy those sweet, radical Rock the Boat shirts that you love. We've got VIP tables, high-top tables, although our VIP tables are already sold out. So The concert was sold out last year. We added 100 more tickets this year, so we can fit a few more people. And those are lawn seats, so you can bring your folding chair, you know, your camping chair, and you won't be in it. You'll be on your feet dancing, but you can bring it anyway if you really need to relax.
Yeah, you need to rest up and hydrate and all that. Great. Yeah, just a little bit. Rest your legs for a second and
just
enjoy
it. Just a second before you're right back out there. Yeah.
Yeah, I think don't they call that music yacht rock? That's like that kind of that genre of not only pop.
It's not yacht rock. That's a little bit more of the relaxing, kind of thing. So there's not yacht rock. This is full on rock and roll.
Okay.
You know? So you're gonna love it. You're gonna be jamming the whole time. So there's a lot of classics that they play.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think that's, as my mom calls it, songs that you can boogie to.
It's definitely okay, that. Good, but they, good. I mean, they're a professional organization here. So we have a stage. They've got a whole big light assemblage that they're bringing this year. So we promise it's going to be bigger, badder, and radder than it was last year.
That's wonderful. Now, with a big event like this, is this something that, of course, it's a fundraiser, so we would probably need to buy tickets for, because you said this is something that you assume will probably sell out because you did really well last year.
Yes, we definitely sold out last year before the concert, so we encourage you to go to our website, get your tickets online now. You're going to save a little bit of money too by doing them online in advance. So they're $20 at the door if we have any left, and $15 online for those concert lawn seats. Or if you want to have that nice VIP experience, we've got those high top tables left for up to four people, and that comes with a little extra swag. So if you want to heighten that experience, you're right out there on the dock, on the water with your own table as well for you and three other guests. So
if I'm a boat owner, is there a way to come by and come close to the museum for something like this? Or do I just, dock somewhere there in South Haven?
Great question. So we are asking people not to be at our docks this year. We're still in the process of the second part of our capital campaign where those docks are not safe to tie off to right now. So it may be something that we grow in the future to be able to come buy a boat and rock your own boat. But we're looking to rock the boats that we currently have at the docks this year. So another element where we can maybe grow into, but there isn't a place for you to tie off at the museum right now.
Good to know. Anything else we need to know besides some of the stuff we covered about, showing up and having a great time and finding a good spot to at least set your chair down if you want to rest it for a little while. But any other things we should know? So not only we have a great time, but it also is a successful event for you guys.
Yeah, we're going to have a 50-50 raffle, so make sure you're bringing that cash. We do have some ability to do credit cards as well, but of course, cash preferred, right? Mm-hmm. So you're going to want to do that. It's a family-friendly event, so you're welcome to bring the kiddos as well. The music is totally appropriate for them. The event is very appropriate for them, and we do encourage that families come out as well.
That's awesome. Good 80s outfits, of course, is a good thing to have. So break out
100%.
Some of those.
If you don't have a Dayglo outfit, you should seriously consider getting one. I know that a lot of our staff will be rocking their 80s best. The 1985 has yet to be topped with from their outfits, from their wigs to their bright pink tutus. So if you want to really get into the 80s, at this event, we highly encourage you to wear your best shoulder pads, I guess. I don't know, whatever you want.
Yeah, I was thinking fanny pack, definitely. that kind of aerobics outfit, if people's got those kind of the flashy, basically what you've seen in the Barbie movie that just came out or any classic 80s music video.
Absolutely.
You can find it.
We're rocking the 80s classic. So, come out with that amazing tracksuit.
Yeah.
However you want to do it. We encourage you to just have fun with it because we want to put the fun in fundraiser.
That's fantastic. It's happening Friday, August 25th, and it will be happening over at your museum right there at what's the address over there?
It is 260 Dykeman Avenue here in South Haven.
Wonderful.
So we're just north of the drawbridge.
Awesome. Yeah, great spot. And parking, where is a good place to park? Because I know you have a sizable parking lot, but any suggestions on good parking spaces?
That is a very great question. So anywhere on the water, parking is going to be at a premium. We do have a parking lot outside of the museum with about 40 spaces there. South Haven is really great because there is a whole lot of free city parking and on-street mm-hmm. parking in very walkable distance. But because the concert's going to be a big one, we do encourage you to maybe come a little bit early so sure. that you can make sure you find a spot to park, whether it's on street or you know near the museum somewhere. But within a short walk, there's tons of free parking all around the area.
Yeah, find a good spot, kind of you know stroll over from wherever and explore some of the great things in South Haven, and then make your way to the museum for this amazing concert. The proceeds, like you said, will go to the museum and help you do some of the great things you're doing. Any specifics on what your hopes to raise funds for? Any special projects?
Not at this time. Special projects, we're really looking, these will go into our general donations yeah. so that they can go and help as many things as needs arise. Yeah. We are in the middle of our capital campaign, which is, like I said, separate from this. So that's for mm-hmm. more expansion, our Maritime Heritage Center that we just built was phase yeah. one. We're looking at some of those docks that we talked about this kind of mm-hmm. fall and winter as part of phase two and continuing on into phase two. But really, this fundraiser is for the museum and the things that we want to continue to keep doing and growing this way and not part of the capital campaign.
The Rock the Boat benefit concert happening Friday, August 25th at the Michigan Maritime Museum there in South Haven. Ashley, if we want to get more info on any of this and, of course, buy our tickets, best place for us to find that?
Definitely visit our website. So that's www.michiganmaritimemuseum.org. Or you can give us a call at 269-637-8078.
Wonderful. We're looking forward to a great event. But Ashley, thank you so much for taking some time with me to talk about it.
Well, thank you for having me.
Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports, 94.9 WSJM. Have something to say? Email letstalk@wsjm.com.